Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes. We are up to Sivav, the top line on page 204. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Noshin v'avodim uktanim ein mezamin aleihem. Women, slaves, and children cannot be counted into a zimun. So they can't be counted in as number three when there are two men. You can't have the third one being an Isha or being an Eved or being a Katan, but they can make their own Zimun. You also can have a Chabura consisting of women, Avodim, and children together. Because of the Pritzus of the Avodim. Ela noshim la'atzmon, rather noshim can make their own zimun, va'avodim la'atzmon, and the avodim can make their own zimun, ubelvad shelo yizamnu b'ashem, as long as they do not make a zimun with Hashem's name. So let's see the Mishabura who will clarify everything, sivkotan aleph uktanim, ayin l'kamei sivyud. We will discuss a greater discussion about ketanim in Mirtz Hashem in sivyud that we'll learn tomorrow. Sivkotan Yudbeis ein mezamin aleihem. We said you cannot make a zimun on noshim avodim uktanim. So explains the Mishavur, Ratz Lomar means to say, im lo hayu rak shnei anoshim. If all you had was two men, ein elu mitzdarfin l'shlosha sheyischaivu ayodim bezimun. So you can't factor in for number three, an isha or an eved, to make it a chiyuv zimun. Mishum de elu einon b'nei chiyuva b'zimun. Because avodim, ketanim, noshim, they're not considered b'nei chiyuva when it comes to zimun, like we'll see shortly in Siv Zayin. Vafilu imrotzu lezamin imoim gam kein ein rashoim. Even if you choose to count them in and you want to make a zimun together with them, you are not allowed to. Vigorum minoshim v'atzman o avodim. And it's worse to add in one isha with two men than making a zimun of women on their own or avodim on their own. Sheyesh lahem al koponim b'shus lezamin. As we'll see shortly, the women on their own, the avodim on their own, they have permission to make their own zimun. Mishum she'ein chevroson no'e. It's not appropriate to make a zimun of three people where there's two men and you're factoring in an isha. And so too, to have number three being one of the avodim is also inappropriate. Shehim prutzim bezima, because they are prutzim bezima. Va'afilu isha im baila ubaneha. Even if it comes to one family, so a woman to factor in with a zimun with her husband and her son, gam kein einochom lehitzaref mitam zeh, for this reason that it's not no'eh to make a zimun with a mixture of men and women in creating the chiyuv of three, that is not appropriate even if it is within one family. So that was the first point of the Mechaber, that Noshim, Avodim, and Ketanim, Ein Mezamna Lehem, they cannot factor in as number three to the zimun of two, with two other men. Aval Mezamnim La'atzmon. But Sivkotan Yud Gimel goes on that which the Mechaber says they could make a zimun on their own. Rishus, that is optional. V'koy anoshim v'avodim v'lo aketanim. This optional zimun on their own, although we had three people in the category before, we had noshim, avodim, aketanim, it's only going back on the noshim and avodim, they can make their own zimun if they want. The ketanim lav b'nei mitzvah ninhu lomar sheyazamnu l'atzman. But by ketanim, they're not shy to the mitzvah at all, that we should say on them that they can make their own zimun. They're not shy to any mitzvahs, and therefore they cannot make a zimun of just ketanim. Sivkotan Yudalad goes in that which the Mechaber says that we shouldn't have a chabura of noshim, avodim, and ketanim together because of pritzusa of the avodim. Says the Mishabura, shechashudim al haznus v'al mishkav zachar. We suspect them on znus, therefore we don't want them with the women. We suspect them on mishkav zachar, therefore we don't want them there with the ketanim. V'lochein, and therefore afilu yeshlosh avodim. Even if you have three avodim, which on their own they can make a zimun, like we just mentioned, ein mezamnin im hanoshim v'chabur achas. They cannot make a zimun together avodim, even if there are three with noshim. De'akati ika pritzusa, there still is going to be pritzus. The last point the Mechaber said, although the Noshim can make a Zimun La'atzman and the Avodim can make a Zimun La'atzman, the Mechaber ended off and said, "Bovachli yizamnu b'Hashem," as long as they don't make a Zimun with the Shem Hashem. Says the Mishabura Tezvav, the Haskaras Hashem hu davar shebekdusha. Mentioning Hashem's name in the Zimun is a davar shebekdusha. V'chol davar shebekdusha einenu bepachos ma'asara zecharim ubnechorim. And any time you have a davar shebekdusha, it has to be with 10 males that are free. It can't be noshim, it can't be avodim, like we learned earlier in Siman Nun Hei. So on this point of mentioning Hashem's name in the Zimun of 10 being Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, and that's what knocks out the Noshem and the Avodim, if you look at note number 10, he says, Ulagabi Amida Bishas Zimun Basara. Lamaisav, it's a Dvar Shebe Kedusha. We normally stand for Dvar Shebe Kedusha. We stand for Kadesh, we stand for Kedusha. So what about standing for a Zimun Basara, which the Mishabur is calling a Dvar Shebe Kedusha? So writes the Chsam Sofer, She'ein Sarach Lamad, you do not need to stand when there's a Zimun of 10. Shekein Zimun Shonen Mishar Dovah Shebekedusha. Says the Chsam Sofer that Zimun is different than other Dvarim Shebekedusha. Ho'ol V'ikur HaMitzvah Hi Levorech B'Yeshiva V'Hasiba. Since Lamaisa, the mitzvah benching is to be done sitting down. You have a Suda sitting down, you bench sitting down, and therefore, even though normally for Dovah Shebekedusha you stand up, but over here your Benafka is supposed to be sitting, and therefore it's different than other Dvarim Shebekedusha. Achein, however, Das ha'eshal Avram shemachma shehu dover shebekdusha yishlamud. He says, since a zimun of 10 is a dover shebekdusha, we say Hashem's name, you should bedafka stand up. Im ki ein zechiyuv, even though it wouldn't be a chiyuv to stand, elamidas chasidus kamo bekriyas haTorah. It would be a midas chasidus to stand for a zimun of 10, which is dvarim shebekdusha, like we find by kriyas haTorah. V'chein muva betshuvas v'anhagos b'shem agon of chayim ibrisk. It's also brought down from Sturmbach that was what Reb Chaim said. V'das Hagon Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, sheyesh lamod moloi kamoso b'shas amiras tevas elokeinu. The Scheinberg says you should at least stand up a full standing when you say the word elokeinu in the Zimun of 10. L'maisa, the minhag is that people stand up a little bit, that's what people do, but we do stand up by elokeinu, that's what we find people doing in general, but that is the discussion over here, if that's necessary, if it's not necessary, if you should stand the whole Zimun, if you should stand fully upright when you say elokeinu, so that is a machlokas. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, Noshim Mizamnos Laatzman Rishus, as we just mentioned, women cannot be counted in a Zimun with men to be number 3, but if you have 3 women, they can make a Zimun on their own, that is optional. Aval Kishaochlos Im HaNoshim Chayovos. But very important point, the Mechaber says women on their own can optionally make a Zimun if they choose. But if they are eating together in a Suda with 3 men, then they are Chayiv in Zimun together with the men. The Yotzos b'Zimun Shalonu, and they are Yotze with the Zimun of the men. The Ramah says, Afal pi she'ena mevinos, even if they don't understand, they are still able to be Yotze with our Zimun. So now we're going to see some very important Mishaburas, some notes, some Bir Alochas. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Tezayim, we said, Noshim mizamnos la'atzman rishus, women can make a Zimun on their own optionally. Yeshlomer hatam. We could say the reason is the lo rotzu chachomim lahatu aleim chiyu birchas azimun kashem ifnei atzman. Why is it only optional for the women to make a zimun? Why isn't it required for women to make a zimun? Mishum she'enu matzui kol kach shiyu bikios bebirchas azimun. Zakta Mishabura, the reason why women are not chayiv in zimun, it's only a rishus for them to make their own zimun, is because it's not really common that the women are going to be bikios and birchas azimun. In the olden days, women did not know Lashon HaKodesh, so it wasn't easy for them to do a zimun, and therefore Chazal was not mechayiv them to make a zimun. If you look at note number 11, he points out another reason. Tam nosav kosav or sameach. Or sameach says another interesting reason. Shekevan shechiyuv zimun nilmol me'apasuk. Since the Gemara learns out the chiyuv of zimun from the pasuk of kishem Hashem ekro havu godel elokeinu. Umipasuk zelu meidim gam chiyuv bracha lifnei Talmud Torah. That's also the same pasuk the Gemara brings for the chiyuv of birchas haTorah before one learns. V'noshim halok peturos mi Talmud Torah. Since noshim are potter in the midst of Talmud Torah, lochein yesh lepotra and gam mizimun. So an interesting reason, the same pasuk teaches us 2 things. Women are potter from Talmud Torah, therefore says the Or Sameach, therefore Chazal potter them from zimun as well. There is another reason brought down in the Shaar Tzion and Os Vav. The Efshar Od could be another reason why women are not mechuyavos in zimun is mishum de lechatchilo mitzvah namufcha b'shloshe levarech alakos. As we learned earlier, there is a mitzvah in Amukhar, 3 people are making a zimun together that they use a kosher bracha, like we learned in Siman Kuf Pei Beis of Alf and Ramah, u'b'isha g'nai hadover. But by an isha, it's not proper for her to be sitting there benching on a kos. Since a zimun, it's best to do with a kos, they weren't mechayiv the women. According to that reason, it's very logical why if they're together with three men, they're chayven zimun. Because the only reason we're pattering them is we don't want them holding a kos, that's not proper. But if they're together with men, so avadah, they're locked into the chiyuv zimun, a man leaves it, the man holds the kos, and the woman is 100% part of the zimun. The levush brings another reason why the women are chayv and zimun when they're eating together with three men. Once there's a chiyuv on the men, so we say migu. Since there's a chiyuv on the men, so whoever's in the suda, including women, are locked into the chiyuv of zimun as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Kodin Yuzayin. So the Mechaber first told us that women make a zimun reshus, it's optional, but when they eat with men, they are chayavos. The afal gavd in this barbis of katan yubayz, even though we just learned before, in the beginning of tonight's shir, in the mishaburans of katan yubayz, the ein mizanin anoshim v'noshim biyachar afilu ratzu, that we can't join together men and women for a zimun even if they want to. Mishum she'ein chavurasa na'a, their mixture together is not proper. Hainu dafka hasam, that's dafka the case we're discussing over there, sheha anoshim heim rak shnayim, where you only have two men, v'chiyuv zimun ba'ay deitzeref noshim, and the whole chiyuv zimun is only coming about because you're adding an isha to the two men. That's what we say, it's not appropriate. Then it's recognizable the joining together of the men and the women. And their joining together is recognizable, and therefore it's a gnai. Which is not the case over here in Siv Zayin. We're talking over here where there is a zimun of three men without the women. We do not need the women to create the chiyuv zimun, and therefore it's not inappropriate. And even though the women or the avadim are joining together to satisfy their chiyuv from the mevarich, v'lanos achra birchas hazimun, and to respond to birchas hazimun, ein b'zeh mishum gnai. That's not a gnai. So Zokta Mishabura, when a woman is joining together to be number three, then it's inappropriate, it's more nikir what's going on, you're mixing together men and women to create a chiyuv, inappropriate. If you have three men that have a chiyuv already, and the women just want to answer to satisfy their chiyuv, that would not be inappropriate, because they're not creating a chiyuv, and therefore the women are absolutely chayavos to answer the zimun of the men. They're so chayav that in Note 13 he writes, since women that are eating together with three men are chayiv in zimun, if an isha leaves the room, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe, shechayovim lahamtin lo ad shetasur lashulchan, the men should wait before they make the zimun until the woman returns to the table. B'chdei shetane lezimun, so she should answer the zimun. V'tishma sheyigmar hamavarach birchas hazon, she has to hear the entire zimun through the first bracha. And you wait for the women, they have an absolute chiyuv when they're eating at a suda with three men. Just because they can't contribute to be number three, but if there are three men, they're absolutely chayiv, and you should wait for them to get to the table, says Rav Moshe, before you make your mezum. Sivkotun yudches, we said they're chayiv and they're yotzos b'zimun shalom, or they're yotze with our zimun. Shekemo shehanoshim motziim la'anoshim, the same way the men are motzi the other men, kainhem motziim la'anoshim, so too they are also motzi the women. V'ayin b'shulchan aruch ha'graz shedaita, look in the shulchan aruch ha'graz where his opinion is, sheim rotzu hanoshim l'hischalik mechaburas hanoshim u'lozam b'fnei atzman harushis b'yodon. Very interesting point over here from the Graz, that if there are three men eating, and there are three women that are with them, which is a very likely, you have three mishpachas together, you have the parents with the two married children, so you have three men that have a chiyuv, so the three women are locked into the chiyuv. Zok to Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, if the three women decide that they want to be mechalik, they want to separate out from the men, and make their own zimun, they are allowed to. Now if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Tessi writes, Ubiyara Katona Lo Kosav Kain. Yara Katona argues with this. Ayin Shom, v'nirish etam ha-graz. I'll tell you a very nice reason for the graz. Dekeivan di'chayvelu b'zimun machma sh'ochlu b'chaburo sh'ogimol anoshim. Since they were locked into a chiyuv zimun by eating together with three men, v'chol menelo alayu gam kein chiyuva. Because of the migu, like we said before, since it was a chiyuv on the men, the chiyuv is chal on the women as well. K'mo shekosra levush. Afilu la'acha shenifredu mehem. Even when the women separate from the men, lo poka chiyuvayu. Their chiyuv doesn't go off. Va'adayin heim v'chiyuvas b'zimun v'lo reshus. Now they have a chiyuv zimun, not a reshus. So normally by three nashim to make a zimun, that's a reshus. But if three nashim ate with three anashim, and they were locked into the chiyuv, then they can go out and make their own zimun. And if they left, they're chayv in zimun. They have a chiyuv zimun on them. So now if they don't join the men zimun, they would have chiyuv to make their own zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sifkaton Yutes. The Ramah ended off and said, Afal pi she'enem evinos, even if the women don't understand, the ayin b'simin kuf tzadi gimel b'mishtaburis of katan hey ma'asher kasabnu sham b'shem ha'achronim. Look what we said earlier, b'shem ha'achronim. And that is, the yotzos gam yedei birchas ha'mozum b'shmiya mipi ha'mevarech, that noshim ki b'yotzei birchas ha'mozum by hearing someone else bench, afal pi she'enem evinos loshan ha'kodesh. As long as it's being said in Lashon HaKodesh, even if they don't understand it, the Achronim say, not like the Mechaber, that they could be Yotzei with his benching. But we said over there that the better way is, if possible, they shouldn't just be Yotzei by hearing him, they should respond word for word what he's saying, and they should say the entire benching along with him. That would be the better way to do it. Let's see a few bi'alachas over here. Again, on the Mechaber and Sif Zayin, women have the option of making their own zimun. V'das ha-gro b'be'uro. The opinion of the gro is sha'iker ka'rosh v'tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah, that the iker halacha is like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. She'noshim mizamnos la'atzman chov. That women have a chiyuv to make their own zimun. Ach ha'olam lo nagu kein. So the Gra says the Ikra Halacha is that three women that eat together have an absolute chiyuv of a zimun, but Zokta Bira Halacha, the Minhag HaOlam is not that way. If you look at Note 14, he explains why is the Minhag HaOlam not that way. So he brings from Rav Yashiv that says, Shekevan shezimun b'ashem einon yecholos l'zamin. Since a zimun of 10, women are not allowed to do afilu k'shein eser noshim, even if there's 10 women. Again, with Elkeinu, it's a davashe b'kdusha. So they can't say l'shem Hashem in a zimun of 10. L'chein einon mizamnos klal. Says Rav Yashiv, since they can't make a zimun of 10, the special way that it's supposed to be done, so they also are not no way to make a zimun of 3 as a chiyuv at least. Achevi Sham, Mehagon Rav Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, Vehagon Ruchayim Pinchas Scheinberg, Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, I believe, and Ruchayim Pinchas Scheinberg, Shenoshim Rotzos, if women want, Hein Yecholos Lazamin Latzman, they 100% can make their own Zimun, Ubenusach HaRagil, and the regular Nusach of Rabbosai Nevarech. Ubishem Agon Ruchayim Kineski Hevi, and they bring Bishem Ruchayim, Shachoso Sholas Astipler, Ruchayim's sister asked her father the stipler, Ha'in Mutter Lo Lazamin Kishiyoshevis Im O Noshim, can't she make a zimun when she's sitting with other women? Veheshivla Shemutaros Bezimun. The stipler said, you're Mutter to make a zimun. Again, like the Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim Mizanos Rishus, the Chiddush over here is that the Gra says, the Ikra Halacha is like the Rishonim that say it's a Chiyuv, but Lamaisa, the Minig is that's not a Chiyuv, but it is an option for the women to make a Zimun. Continues the Bir Halacha. The Mechaber then said, but if the women are eating together with men, then they have an absolute chiyuv. Says the Bir Halacha, Poshet Tehainu Afilu Ishachas. Even if it's only one woman that is eating with the three men, she is 100% Chayuv to answer the Zimun. Next Bir Halacha, the Yotzes B'Zimun Shalonu, the women answer, and Ayotze with our Zimun, Umashma Midivri Hayara Katana, it's Masha from the words of the Yara Katana, Dehi Asura Luvarech Birchas Hazimun Lahutsias Hanoshim. So there's three men, there's one woman, or two women, or three women, so the women are absolutely chayiv in the zimun, but they are not allowed to lead the zimun for the men. Rather, they need to listen and to be yotze with the zimun the men are making. So there's a little diuk over here. It sounds like they're just listening, but they're not actually answering. So if you look at Note 15, he points out, it sounds from here that they're not actually answering the zimun of the men. They're only being yotzi with the hearing. As the Bir Halacha said, she needs to listen and to be yotzi with the zimun that the men are doing. So it sounds like she doesn't answer. But says her Gonor Shom Zamer Arbach, Shekavanoso rak l'noshim she'enan yodos levarich. The Bir Halacha is referring to women who don't know how to, they don't know how to bench. Vitzrichos l'shmo, they don't know how to answer, and therefore they're just listening. But, says Shlomo Zalman, but if they know how to bench, Vaday shetzrichos lanos baruch she'achalnu. Then a vada, they must answer to the zimun of baruch she'achalnu. U'kishiyesh minyan shel gvarim. And if there is a minyan of 10, it's the darsh of a kedusha, like I said before. Hein onos gam elokeinu. The noshim that are there are 100% chayv in the zimun. They would answer like the men, and they would say elokeinu as well. Says the mechaber weiter in sivches. Androgynous mezamein lamino. Now we have an androgynous and a tumtum we're going to discuss right now. An androgynous is a person that has both the simonim of a male and a female. He has both simonim. It's a discussion in the Mefarshim. Is it a suffik, whether it's a zachar, suffik in the keva, or is it a bria bifnei atzma? Is it its own creation? It's not a male, it's not a female, it's something different. So the Mechaber says an androgynous, mizamin lumino. So one androgynous can make a zimun with other androgynism. The eno mizamin lola anoshim vlola noshim. However, he cannot join together with a zimun of men or a zimun of women. And we'll see why, but let's first see the Mechaber and Siftes, and then we'll see the Mishaburis together. Tumtum, a tumtum is one who is either a zachar or a nekeva, but it's covered. So it's not clear if it's a zachar or a nekeva, but it could be clarified by removing the covering. But a tumtum is someone that has the simanim covered, so the halach is a tumtum einu mezamin klal. He cannot make a ziman at all, not only not with noshim, and not with anoshim, but not even with another tumtum. So an androgynous can make a ziman with another androgynous. You have three androgynism, they can make a ziman together, just not joining together with men or women. A tumtum can't do it with another tumtum even, and certainly not with men or with women, and we'll explain everything in the Mishabura, beginning with Sivkotun Chaf. So androgynous is mezamin lamino. The whole androgynous echad heim. Every androgynous has the same status. Whatever that status is, they have the same status, and therefore together they can make a zimun because they're all in the same category. Ma she'en kein betumtum l'kameh, which is not the case of tumtum in siftes. The shema zeke sheyikara yimotzei zachar v'zenekeva. You can make a zimun of three tumtums. One might be a zachar if it was clarified, and one might be in the keva, so they can't join together even three tumtums. Ve'ein noshim mitzarfos imha noshim mukulav sevala. Like I said before, men and women can't mix, so you can't have three tumtums together because it might be that one or two of them is an isha. But, says the Mishaburis of Katan Chafal, although three androgynism can make a zimun together, they cannot join it together with a zimun of men or women. Zot the Mishabura lo la noshim, d'shem in the kevahi. Maybe all androgynism are considered in the keva. So nekevas can't make a zimun with anoshim. V'nisbar v'sivav she'em ezamna leyan. You can't make a zimun together, men and women. V'chem in anoshim. An androgynous also can make a zimun with women. D'shem a zacharu. Because maybe all androgynism have a status of a zachar. V'ein chevrasa na v'kanal. And they're joining together is inappropriate. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud, he mentions what I said before. This is from the Levush. The otam beBeis Yosef, another reason brought down in the Beis Yosef is to bria bifnei atzmahu. Maybe it's not a suffix if all androgynism are males or all androgynism are females. Maybe they are their own entity. And if that's true that they're bria bifnei atzmahu, the eno mitzaref imam, then it's pasha. They can't join together with men, they can't join together with women because they're not a man, they're not a woman. They are a special entity called an androgynous. And therefore, there's two reasons why an androgynous cannot join with men or women, because he might be either a man or a woman, so we don't know. It's a suffix, so you can't join either one. Or he might be his own entity, where he also can't join either one. But according to either pshat of an androgynous, whether it's a suffix, whether they're all zacharim, or all nekevos, or it's its own bria, either way, with another androgynous, would be someone in the same category, that zimun would be okay. Masha'en came by the tumtum. We said a tumtum can't join with men, not with women, not even with another tumtum, because each one is his own suffix if he's a zachar and a keva, because that can be clarified by removing the skin that is covering the simanim. Says in the Shabura Sevkadon Chabez, Eino mizamin klal, a tumtum is out. Hainu afilu im shnei tumtum macherim. Even with two other tumtums, he can't make a zimun. Again, because each one might be a zachar, one might be in the keva. The kol shekein de'enu mitzarif im anoshim v'noshim. Certainly, a tumtum can't join together with men or women. Umikomokom poshet. But still, it is obvious. Im shlosha anoshim yochel itzarif. If you have three men, so then avadu the tumtum could add on as the fourth one and answer to the zimun. De lo griya me'isha the kanal b'siv zayin. Just like a woman, if she eats together with three men, she's locked into the chiv of the men. So a tumtum, which is a suffix, whether he's a zachar and a keva, if he eats together with three men, avadu he's locked into the chiv as well. If he's a man, it's pashit. If he's a woman, so it's pashit as well, because everyone gets included in with the three men that have the chiv zimun. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah tomorrow with ketanim in sif yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.